8:30, and as promised, we are joined now by Mike Smith from Vida Water. We had a chat not too long ago. Very interesting to know that water is not what you think it is. Well, it certainly has similarities to what you think it is, but the water has significantly, and I'm talking drinking water, significantly changed over the ages. And in the modern epoch, what we are drinking is often dangerous. And I'm not exaggerating. I had a very interesting conversation with a medical guy the other day who was saying, if you had to look at the memory of water, and there's been extensive work done in Japan and other places where they've broken down the crystalline form and the shape of molecules. Originally, water was beautiful. In the modern epoch, it's been destroyed in terms of its composition and its content. But the good news is that Vida Water on the KZN North Coast has a solution for that dilemma. And Mike is in the house to tell us all about it. Welcome to you.
Good morning, Dave.
So water being as ubiquitous as it is, because water is life and the human form is, some say, up to 90% of us is water, and we respond very, very specifically to the water that we take on board, because it either works or it doesn't. And many are under the, I think, misunderstanding that all bottled water is purified and therefore good for you and contains what you need to fuel the cells, etc. This is not the case
anymore.
Not anymore.
Back to the ancient times, Dave, where water was unpolluted and safe to drink. It came out of wells, and there wasn't the population we have today, and there wasn't the pollution that we have today. Hence, even in those days, they addressed the composition of the water, because aquifers will vary from stream to stream, and the composition of the water, which is the minerals in the water, would vary, and it would vary the taste. Today, all water shops have various filtration methods, which is necessary with the water source that is being supplied to towns and cities and in the rural areas. And just like we learnt at school about writing a composition, it had a start, it had a body, and it had an ending. Same thing applies with water today, where water comes from a source. There's stuff in it that we have to remove and thereafter enhance it for proper hydration.
And this is the Vida recipe for success, because a lot of folk have discovered not only your natural drinking water with fantastic qualities, but now specifically for the active, it's the electrolyte water that contains, well, those essential electrolytes to rehydrate you effectively. But both of them equally contain the right stuff, so to speak, to put back into the body what possibly has been removed through processing, through filtration, through cleaning. You don't only take out the bad stuff, you take out all the good stuff as well initially. And that's where a lot of bottled water stops. It takes out the bad stuff and there you go. Off you go. You're paying a premium for good water, which is probably the case. It's okay. You're not going to necessarily come down with anything. But it's not really beneficial. That's not what you're talking about when you talk about the origins of the water in its natural environment, in its natural form, containing naturally the minerals. Ingredients, the mineral ingredients for health.
Yes, Dave, and that's unfortunately where a lot of the water producers stop the process, and they offer what we term dead water. And at this point, we remineralize, and it's an extraction from the Himalayan region, and the 84 essential minerals and trace elements is what's extracted and put back into our water.
Well, let's talk about the extraction process, because the purification methods are extraordinarily effective, and I think everyone agrees that modern technology has come to the fore in terms of cleaning water that in many instances, well, grey water is being repurposed now for, and it's perfectly safe to drink. Whether it's good for you, of course, that's another question. But to extract all of the bad stuff, what are the processes that water goes through?
So it goes through a reverse osmosis in our instance process, which removes everything, good and bad. You then end up with, on the composition of the bottle, which should be around -5. That water is now clean, but has everything removed from it.
So it's like distilled water. You put it very in your
similar,
battery.
Very similar. It's as close to distilled water as you can get.
Which apparently is not necessarily good for you, because then it leaches out of your body the minerals that it's trying,
that you've
it's
put
trying
in,
to carry out.
That you've put in is could be leached out.
Yeah.
And it's not hydrating you. You're staying thirsty. And that's the problem with it. So if we look at a Vita mineral water with a TDS, our normal drinking water that we lift from 0 to 1, a TDS of 134.
TDS being total dissolved solids.
Yeah. Right. And part of the composition will tell you the fluoride, the sodium, and all the good stuff that's needed in water. And that's what people need to read before taking a bottle of water, and understanding that you're either going to get something from the water or you're not.
Okay. And does all bottled water have the ingredients labeled by law?
By law, okay. There should be a composition on every bottle.
So you can tell whether what you're buying is actually what you thought you were buying, in terms of the benefits.
Yeah.
We understand there's a natural benefit to drinking water. It slakes the thirst. Mm. But whether it's going to be adding to your general well-being, that's the trick. Yeah. Vita water does.
Absolutely, Dave. And to enhance what we are saying about our normal drinking water, we use the same electrolytes and just step it up to create an electrolyte water. And if we look at our sports activists in Belito area, they've taken to our extreme hydration product. So much so that this year on the Comrades Run, there are 4 water stations for the Striders Running Club. In those hydration points will be Vita normal water as well as our extreme hydrate to get them to the finish line.
Wow. So
without cramping and...
Well, we've been chatting on the morning show to folk that are training for the event and looking forward to it greatly. And generally speaking, in terms of discussion, what your process is to get there, it's not just the hitting the road and doing the miles. It's also making sure that you are fueling right. And this is where Vita water, particularly the electrolyte version, has been of massive value to all of those folk. And if it's good for those running Comrades Marathon folks, you've got to know it's great for you too.
Absolutely, Dave.
Yeah. So let's get on to, if you're not lucky enough to be on the Comrades Marathon and at a water point, where can you get Vita water, particularly the electrolyte, the active electrolyte version, and just the standard still? Do you do a sparkling as well, or just a still?
We do a sparkling as well. We also do a sparkling lemon with zero sugar.
Oh, wow.
Which has become very popular with the ladies.
And I'm sure not only the ladies, because we don't discriminate anymore.
Well, if you're a vodka drinker, you can add the vodka and enjoy it. But I must tell you, Dave, the latest in our store that we've added, we put a Vumex orange juice extractor into the store. And we're marketing pure orange juice on a daily basis.
Oh, so you literally pop the oranges into the machine and out comes the purest, freshest orange juice in Belito.
As its name says, Vum.
Wow.
And it extracts all the juices out of that orange, and we're bottling it, and people are enjoying getting the right vitamin C in for this winter that's coming, which I believe is going to be a cold one.
Well, good to know that Vita Water is there with all the active ingredients you require in your water and now in your orange juice. And talking about adding additives to orange juice, we're not going to even go there. But you can. Very successfully. So, Mike, this is it. Vita Water, for those that are not sure, where? Whereabout? How do we get you?
We're at 12 Garlicka Drive. And we're also spread around the town with our dispensing units. We have a dispensing unit in our window for 24/7 use, and we've put one at Seawood Estate as well as Village Quick Spa. And yes, we're busy spreading our wings, and we're giving our water offering and hoping to get to spreading further around Ballito area in the near future.
Well, more strength to you, and thank you for I have on my console right now a bottle of the active electrolyte water and the still. You see, even those that only talk a lot benefit greatly.
Hydration.
Greatly from the Vita Water Touch. My very special guest, Mike Schmidt, proud proprietor of Vita Water Ballito. And they say the proof, of course, is always in the... I get that expression wrong. It drives me mad, pedantically. You know, the proof is in the pudding. No, the proof of the pudding is in the taste, or in the eating. In this case, in the drinking.
Go and the taste. Well, don't forget the taste, because water can taste awful.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. I experienced that last night when I was thirsty and went and got some out of the tap.
Oh, no, Dave.
Bad news, no.
Surely.
Absolutely
Your
not.
Your doctor's going to love you soon.
Well, yeah. One way to avoid that is, of course, to keep lots of active supply of Vita water. And you can do that. You can buy in bulk, I believe. You can buy those big bottles.
Dave, for guys like you, we do a weekly delivery service. And there's no reason for you to run out of Vita mineral water in your home, your office, or anywhere.
Well, so this is a subscription service that you
go to our website. You can rent a dispenser. You'll get a weekly delivery. And you can also just ask for a weekly delivery. And we rotate your bottles on a weekly basis. And we keep Ballito hydrated the proper way.
A wonderful way to end the chat. We look forward to the next one. Mike Schmidt from Vita Water.